I get that about him, but what about the rest of them? The rest of them didn't work for Exxon.
Well, just look at where relations are with the Russians. Again, I think we ought to be looking into what ties were there. Yeah. That makes perfectly good sense. Mm-hmm. But I also want to say something about Vladimir Putin and interfering in our elections. Mm-hmm. He has been trying to interfere in our elections and everybody else's for a very long time. What cyber allows him to do is to do it more efficiently and more quickly. But let's not deceive ourselves that the Russians haven't tried these tricks before. They have. Now, I would have said, I would have said to the Russians, we know you did it. Right. At a time of our choosing, we will find a way to punish that behavior. But Vladimir Putin is an eye for an eye kind of person. And we questioned, or Secretary Clinton questioned, the legitimacy of his election in 2012. Now he's saying, now I'm going to question the legitimacy of your election by hacking into it and so forth. So don't let him get the satisfaction of thinking that we don't believe our own elections to be legitimate.
So do you think that was a personal eye for an eye against Hillary Clinton?
I think it was personal. But he likes to intimidate.
Madam Secretary, if he indeed did engage in these types of tactics in our election, then the very legitimacy of our election is at issue, isn't it?
No. And that's where I would, first of all, I don't want to question his motives beyond he's an eye for an eye kind of person. Secondly, I trust the people who voted in Wisconsin and Texas and Alabama and California to have voted on the basis of who they thought was best going to represent their interest. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not going to question the legitimacy of their vote because Vladimir Putin tried to interfere in the elections. That's just a step that I don't think we should take. Let's trust our fellow citizens to have been smart enough to vote for the people that they thought they ought to be voting for.